Recently we were telling a story about a beautiful instance that took place in Jagannath Puri, where there was a man who was constantly chanting the holy names. His tongue was so conditioned to chanting. He was getting such a higher taste from chanting, he just couldn't stop chanting. He couldn't restrain himself from chanting the holy names. It was just an uncontrollable, ecstatic experience that he just had to chant day and night. How many of you have that problem? That's the goal of life. So one day, he had to respond to the call of nature. So he was going to that place, and on his way, he was just chanting. So he tried to stop his chanting, but he couldn't. His tongue just, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. He just tried to stop it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. He was using his intelligence, he was using his all of his efforts, but the tongue just wouldn't stop chanting. So finally, one hand he was holding his lota, and the other hand he grabbed his tongue to hold it still. It wasn't easy. He was holding it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Ram, Ram, Ram. Just straining, keeping that tongue. And as he was doing like this, a little boy, his name was Gopal, the little boy saw him. And he actually began to preach to the man. This little boy, he was only about 5. He said, why are you holding your tongue? He's the man, because I'm going to the bathroom. It's not a clean place. I can't, Krishna's not different than his name. I can't bring Krishna into the bathroom. And the boy said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us that there are no hard and fast rules for chanting. You can chant anywhere, everywhere, in all circumstances. You must chant. Krishna's all pure. He's so merciful in his name that he accepts our service in any situation. What happens if you die while you're going to the bathroom? If you die and death can come at any moment, padam padam yadvi padam natesha, if you leave your body while you're passing stool, what will happen if you're not chanting the holy names? It's your duty to chant the holy names everywhere, anywhere, at all times, without consideration. So the man, when he heard this, it was so philosophical, he just let go. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates happened to be watching when this happened. And Lord Chaitanya was so pleased with this little boy Gopal that he awarded him the name Gopal Guru, because he was Guru. He was teaching the glories of the holy name. Now for those of you who have done some research in Gaudiya Vaishnava history, you will find one of the greatest acharyas in our line is Gopal Guru Goswami, disciple of Vakreshwar Pandit. He has written very important Vaishnava literatures. So this little Gopal, he became very, very popular as Gopal Guru, and Lord Chaitanya, so much affection, because he had that faith in the holy name of Krishna.